This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. This fall, updated flu and COVID-19 vaccines are available, and a lot of older adults also need protection against another risky winter virus, RSV. People can get their flu and COVID-19 shots at the same time. They're not boosters. They're more than just another dose of last year's protection. The coronavirus and influenza viruses constantly mutate to evade the human body's immune defenses, so both vaccines are reformulated annually to target newer strains. Last year, just 45% of adults got a flu vaccination, and even fewer, 23%, got a COVID-19 shot. And the coronavirus killed more Americans than flu last year. The CDC urges both an updated COVID-19 shot and yearly flu vaccine for everyone aged 6 months and older. For people who have had COVID-19 recently, they can wait 2 or 3 months but still should get an updated vaccination because of the expected winter surge. A new influenza vaccine nasal spray called FluMist is available for ages 2 to 49 at pharmacies and clinics, and next year it's set to be available for use at home. All flu vaccinations this year will guard against 2 type A flu strains and 1 type B strain. RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, is a cold-like nuisance for most people, but it too packs hospitals every winter and can be deadly for children under 5, the elderly, and people with certain high-risk health problems. The CDC recommends an RSV vaccination for everyone 75 and older and for people 60 to 74 who are at increased risk. It's a one-time shot, not a yearly vaccination, and yet only 24% of seniors got it last year. The CDC says that while your arm may hurt and you may feel crummy for a day, it's also fine to get the RSV, flu, and COVID-19 vaccines all at the same time. The vaccines are free under Medicare, Medicaid, and most private insurance plans if people use an in-network provider. A house cat that comforts abused and trafficked women in a London safe house has been named Feline of the Year. Marley, whose incredible gift of empathy is said to help exploited women, beat thousands of other cats to win the prize at a national ceremony. Marley is a black and white cat who lives at a safe house for women who have been enslaved, exploited, and trafficked. The 7-year-old cat won Cats Protection's coveted award in recognition of the compassion he offers women at Caritas Baquita House in London. Karen Anstis, the head of the house, said, "I'm so proud Marley has won National Cat of the Year. He's a wonderful example of the power of love. Often Marley placing a paw on our guests' legs is the first kindness they've experienced in years. He has this incredible gift of empathy and has assisted many, many women along the road to recovery." Caritas Baquita House, home to 11 women from 11 countries, adopted Marley 4 years ago from a rescue shelter where he was placed after having been bullied by another cat in his family home. Anstis said, "Before he went into rescue, I think he had a hard time, so he recognizes our guest's trauma because he has suffered too. Initially, he sits really close to see how the women respond. Then he gently puts a paw on their leg, letting them know they're not alone. We had one guest who was so traumatized she didn't speak to us, only to Marley, and because she trusted him, over time we were able to reach her." Anstis says Marley is also a staff supervisor, a security guard who patrols the grounds, and chief gardener. "Nobody is allowed to touch his patch of daisies," Anstis said. To reach the final 4 cats in the National Cat Awards, Marley first won the Incredible Cats category, which celebrates cats whose bond with their humans inspires extraordinary acts of love. Marley was then selected as the overall National Cat of the Year by a panel of celebrity judges and won a trophy and a prize package that included a 200-pound voucher for a pet store. Marley follows in the paw prints of last year's winner, Zebby, who won in recognition of the support he gives to his deaf owner, Genevieve Moss, by alerting her to sounds around the home. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.